This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This year's Guitar Nerds Gear of the Year podcast series is sponsored by iZotope Spire Studio. Yes, that's right. We've spoken about this product loads over the last few weeks, but that's because we really genuinely are incredibly impressed by it. In fact, even though we got sent a demo unit of the Spire Studio, Matt has even gone ahead and bought himself one because it really is a fantastic piece of kit that will really improve how you're demoing songs at home. So with this portable multi-track recorder, you can quickly and easily capture your songs at the highest quality via the built-in mic. It's a very good built-in mic, or the dual inputs. The Spire Studio automatically detects your instrument to sculpt the tone and set input levels. Wirelessly pair it with your iOS or Android device to add creative amps and effects, edit, mix, collaborate with bandmates, and export your songs. It's now available at retailers like Sweetwater, Auto Music, Amazon, as well as Thomann and Andertons in Europe. And between now and the end of the year, get a free standard iZotope plugin with the purchase of Spire Studio. Learn more at iZotope.com/Spire/nerds.
It's Guitar Nerds Gear of the Year!
Hello and welcome to the final episode of 2019's Guitar Nerds Gear of the Year. I am your host, Joe Branton, joined today by Mark Packham.
I wish we'd held off eating that pizza.
Jay Cross.
Everybody.
And Matthew Knight.
Have you ever seen a ghost, 2019?
Well, we've had
the last category, best ghost sighting, 2019.
So we've had a break and eaten some pizza. So everyone's feeling average. A bit more. It was an average pizza. We're feeling more lethargic, but we are ready to go sort of head first into the orifice that is best overall product of.
Okay.
Like that scene of Ace Ventura, detective, when he comes out of the rhino.
Exactly like that. That is exactly what we're doing. We're coming out at the end of the Gear of the Year. The rhino is Gear of the Year, and we are.
God, I'll tell you what, for anyone who's like, oh, I've been thinking about getting into this podcast Guitar Nerds. This is their like Gear of the Year final. Yeah, maybe I'll just start with that.
It's a great place to start.
Honestly.
Start with, yeah,
okay, so
episode one.
Before we start,
the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
So before we get
that's the ghost
cracking, I'm going to run us down where we've ended up with everything so far.
Okay.
So best.
Can we make comedy noises as to whether we think that this is the right thing to be there or not?
Okay, sure. If you just, do you see the little button on the top of your microphone? If you just move that into
the off position.
Off position, then yeah, absolutely. No, okay, so we'll go through it. So best guitar, we had the best guitar for 2019 we awarded to the Music Man Mariposa, with the runners-up being the Shergold Provocateur and the Fender American Ultra Strat. Best amplifier we decided was the Fender Tonemaster Twin, with runners-up going to the Victory Copper and the Orange Tremlord 30. Best effect we've awarded to the Empress Zoya, with runners-up being the Chase Bliss Mood and Old Blood Noise Endeavor's Reva. Most useful we've awarded to the Boss Wazza Air, with runners-up going to the Orange Pedal Baby 100 and the Electro Harmonix Tri-Parallel Mixer. Best looking we've awarded once again to the Music Man Mariposa with the Walrus Audio Lillian Phaser and Chase Bliss Mood coming in as runners-up. Best name we've awarded to the Chase Bliss Mood with the Music Man Mariposa and Dusky Electronics Hypatia in runners-up position. Most innovative we awarded to the Empress Zoya with the Boss Wazza Air and Boss Wazza Tube Expander coming in at runner-up. And that leads us to the best overall product, which we're going to be arguing for today. But before we do that, actually, we're going to talk about the listeners' poll. So
the one that really counts.
Yeah. So roughly a week before we've recorded this podcast, we put out a post on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum, to ask our group members and listeners to comment on what they thought were the best products of 2019. And after that, I collated all of their answers, and the products that had the most votes, I put into a list, and we ended up with a list of seven, just because so many products had a similar amount of votes, and didn't want to cut anything out. So we ended up with seven products that went through into that list. They were the Wampler Terraform, which we haven't spoken about at all, hasn't made
yeah,
it
we
a
haven't
list at
actually.
All.
Yeah. Did we get one?
Not
to
in
try.
Time.
We didn't
there
get
is
to try
one on route, yeah. on route, but
I mean,
not in time.
Don't forget, there's also 8 Boss pedals we haven't talked about
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and a load of Fender pedals.
It's really important.
No need to talk about them.
Who's Boss?
You need to know. It's really important.
What is Boss?
The Strymon Voltaine, which again didn't make
Volante.
It into the running for us.
Volante.
Volante.
What did you say?
Voltaine. That's a Pokemon.
Voltaine. Voltaine DC.
That's actually the evolution of one of them.
Pokemon. Go on, right.
Go on, do it. Great. Okay,
I don't know. I don't know Pokemon. For someone who loves computer games, Pokemon doesn't appeal to
not
me.
Pokemon's great.
No, I'm a bit too old for.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
So I Children's think I missed games. The. No, as in I missed it. Like I wasn't young enough to enjoy it when it was a thing. Yeah. Anyway, next up was the Empress Zoya, which of course we have awarded 2 separate awards to. That was in the running. They considered the Tremolo 30, the Boss SY1, the Redbeard Effects, and the Boss Wazza Air. Now, with regards to what won.
We'll do the 2 runners up first.
Okay, so the 2 runners up, with only 4 votes apart for them, was the Boss SY1 synth pedal, which didn't make it that far in ours. It of course made it into our top 8 or so, but got voted out shortly after. And the Redbeard Effects Red Mist Mark IV. Those are the 2 runners up. So the Redbeard, which also did pretty well in our pedals. List. Those were 2 pedals. No guitars this year.
No Mariposa, which I'm surprised about.
No, exactly. Yeah, there was
no guitars at all.
No guitars in the top 7 things that
we see. I actually find that very funny because every year we're criticised for talking more about pedals than we are about guitars.
Yeah.
And turns out that's what everyone else is into as well.
Interestingly enough, no Fender Tone Master Twin was mentioned by our listeners, but the Tremolo 30 was, and of course we awarded the we really came sort of right down to the Tremolo 30 versus the Tone Master, but selected the Tone Master in the end. The Tremolo 30 was just outside, came 4th, just outside the runners up for our listener. But in at number 1 in our listeners poll was the Boss Wazza Air.
Sounds like a fix to me.
Oh, it's definitely a fix. We paid all
Thank
those people to vote for
to
it.
All the
we've actually
I paid.
We've actually hacked into everybody's account and got them voted for that.
Did you read the number of votes out?
So no, I didn't. So it was 93 votes for the Wazza Air, which was almost double what the Redbeard got. So yes.
Did you discount? Anyone who works for Boss who
I
voted
did,
for
employee.
It?
And it was still
actually there were 3 Boss employees that voted for it. So we could remove those, in which case they did still win. Because
okay,
was so,
but then again,
so
presumably
ahead.
There were 2 people that work for. That worked for
Redbeard
that voted for that. So
that's
you know,
true. Yeah, exactly. But yes, so Wazza Air, listeners' favorite product of 2019.
Really shocked me, if I'm being perfectly honest, because
well,
I mean, it literally came out about a week before.
Well,
the vote
I mean,
went up.
I actually feel as though if we're moving into best overall product, I suppose you need to do a bit of spiel about that. But,
yeah, but
let's go straight into it. We've already talked about them all. Let's
but
go.
That's the thing. This is going to be the shortest episode of the run this week. Firstly, because
I mean, you say
we
that.
Want to get home. But secondly,
I am home.
Looking at our list, do you want me to run down what's in best overall product?
Are we going to start? I thought we were just going to talk a little bit about our list.
Well, I think
choices.
They're kind of tied in together because, you know, we can kind of, it's interesting to compare what we put in best overall
yeah,
product
why not?
To what the listeners put
why
in.
Why not,
so,
Marky Mark?
Best overall product. If you remember, we've been putting these in from the first 2 days. days of deliberations, we put products not only in their individual categories, best innovative, best name, you know, for example, but we also included things that we thought could win best overall product in this list. But obviously, since then, we've had a lot of discussion in the individual categories.
Yeah.
Which means that this should become pretty clear pretty quickly. So, best overall product, we had Shergold Provocateur, Vintera 50s Modtelli, Music Man Mariposa, Fender Tone Master Twin, Orange Tremlord 30, Empress Zoya, Old Blood Noise Endeavor's Reva, the Red Beard Red Mist Mark IV, the Chase Bliss Mood, the Tri-Parallel Mixer, and the Boss Waza Air.
Is it worth discounting any of the guitars that didn't win Best Guitar in any of the
games?
Not
at this point. Not at this
point. Because if they didn't win the best guitar, they can't really win best overall.
Well,
product.
They could well.
Well, I think we should at least take out, to begin with, we should at least take out anything that didn't make top three in
yes.
it.
Yeah, top, that would be easy. Oh, my computer switched off.
Because everything on here made top three.
No, it didn't. Vintera 50s Modtelli did
all right,
not make
why
top
still,
three.
Why are you still picking on me? What are you always picking me for?
So interesting. I'm going to remove that.
Yeah, the Vintera 50s goes. So interesting.
As does the Provocateur.
Well, the Provocateur was running up, and we're coming to that yet. Yeah, that will come. But
Redbeard Red Mist Mark IV.
Just before we get rid of those, I just wanted to talk about the fact that the products that we had that lined up with our listeners this year, there were only four products that lined up out of the ones. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Man counts on radio.
Yeah, sorry. There were only four products that lined up, which were the Tremlord 30, the Zoya, the Red Mist, and the Waza Air. So interesting that would have been, I guess, so the Waza Air won, and then what did I say were the runners-up? The SY1 and the Redbeard. So
yeah.
SY1 didn't make it in there for us, but the Redbeard Red Mist did. So two of our products match up with the... with the products that our listeners
thought. So I kind of feel like we should, just for that, we should leave the Red Mist in. Despite it not making our top three pedals, obviously it did have an impact in the listeners' poll, so we should leave that. So the only one I'm suggesting that we take out first off is the Vintera 50s Modtelli. Sorry, Jay. I'm sorry.
Jay's out.
I can't even go. I am home. I can't even go anywhere.
You can't even go home. So I'm going to delete that. So we're left with the Provocateur.
No, in all seriousness, I understand. I understand why we're taking it out, because it's, you know, it is... I'm very hesitant to use the word just here, but it is, you know, it is the same guitar that we've been talking about for the last, you know, 10 years, really. Yeah. But at the same time, that didn't discount us having the 2016 Les Pauls, so...
Sure. Yeah, the Bahartelli's never won an award. Thinking
yeah,
about
exactly.
That, the amount that we've talked about it.
Exactly.
Bahartelli has never won
people's,
an award.
People's Choice Award.
Gear of the Decade.
Gear of the Decade. Over on Patreon. We'll be looking back on the last decade.
Over our
but
shoulders.
Also, it did not come out in the last decade.
No.
Did it not?
No.
2009.
Oh, and it's lost in history forever.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to wait until...
just scribble Bahar on the headstock.
2100... When we
Gear
can, when we'll do Gear of the Century.
Yeah, I'm looking
and fingers
forward to
crossed,
that.
Fingers crossed, I'll be dead.
Can you Brain in a Jar podcast? Because that's what we should do.
I mean, all it'll need to do is hook me up to a speech thing that just says Bahartelli, Blues Junior.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Bahartelli.
We'll just get like the pecking bird noise generator. And we've recreated Jay.
So where do we go next?
I mean, I think we have to discount things that didn't win their category. I mean, to me, I think...
I just can't see how... And I love the Provocateur, but I can't see how we're realistically going to say, if the Mariposa won best guitar, how can you really consider best overall product?
We've done Stranger Things before.
I know, but usually the way we do is we take all the winners of the categories and then we put them in the list.
Stop living in the past, man.
I like the past.
The only
I can't
thing,
change
Matt,
the past, and that's why I like
he loves
it.
The only thing, Matt, that I would say in kind of defense of that is that the Shergold Provocateur is the best overall product.
but how can it be better? How can it be best overall?
Because you're not looking at the bigger picture. The Mariposa is the best sounding guitar, but you know, the Provocateur, you can use that around the house. Yeah. You need to think about your other options here.
Well, that's the thing. Are we including, I'm guessing we're including innovation and other bits.
I think that's a good point. I think that's a good point.
Yeah,
so maybe it wasn't the best guitar, but maybe it was the most.
I kind of feel like we've already taken that into account in the product specific category.
Joe, would it make you feel better if we got rid of a couple of the other products before getting rid of the Provocateur, just for like emotion's sake.
Can we do the tri-parallel mixer at the same time?
Where it is interesting is something like the Chase Bliss Mood. For example, didn't win Best Pedal, but did win Best Name, was also considered in Best Looking. So that, I think, even though it didn't win its category...
I don't think we should do this on points.
I'm not sure that getting rid of the Mood... Unless we're getting rid of the Revver and the Provocateur at the same time, because
I agree,
the mood. Yes, it did. It didn't win Best Pedal, but it only didn't win Best Pedal by a hair.
So the things I think can come off this list are Provocateur, tri-parallel mixer.
Whoa, what are you doing?
And the Revver.
Unfortunately, I agree. The Revver.
What are you doing taking the tri-parallel mixer off? Because it's all, as well as being in the most useful category. I mean, clearly it should have been in Best Name. It should have been in Best Looking.
Should have been
green.
Best Guitar.
And Best Effects. I mean, there's so many options there. And most innovative.
So that leaves us with the Mariposa, the Tone Master Twin, the Tremlord 30, the Zoya, the Red Beard Effects Red Mist, the Chase Bliss Mood, and the Boss Was It.
We should say Red Mist Mark IV because, as I said, it's a new hope.
Yeah.
That's true. That's why they went for four.
I feel that although it was picked by our listeners, the Red Mist, in our discussions, we kind of talked about why there were other pedals that we personally preferred to the Red Mist, despite it being a fantastic product. And as we said, if you were just going to buy one pedal and you wanted a drive...
Hang on. How come the Tremlord has stayed? The Tremlord didn't win Best Amp.
Because we haven't talked about taking it off yet.
We took off the other things that didn't win their category.
Okay, Tremlord can come off then.
Okay, thank you.
Fine. You just need to...
I thought we were going to that next, because I was going to say, we're only going to have the same argument round and round.
Yeah, yeah.
About realistically something that we've already discussed.
This is the point of best overall product is to compare things that are in different categories,
yes, essentially. Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
I feel that Red Mist needs to come off as well, despite the listeners standing behind it more so than we... I mean, obviously it was in our... It was in our top five, if not our top four pedals.
But it was also a runner-up for the listeners as well.
Yeah, exactly. So Red Mist is going to come off. So we are down to Music Man Mariposa, Fender Tone Master Twin, Empress Zoya, Chase Bliss Mood, Boss Waza Air.
That's a strong top five.
What a list of products.
That's a strong top five.
That's a good rig right there.
I would suggest, despite winning... Having some credence for having best name as a rig. Yeah, I would suggest having kind of credence for having best name. Chase Bliss Mood.
Whoa, I think we've got to slow down here on just throwing stuff out. I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
It didn't win best best pedal.
It won best name.
The thing is, if the Mood had won the innovation category, then I think there would, and the Zoya had won. The best effect, I think there'd be a closer argument to say which one is best overall. But we've already said the Zoya
is more innovative
than the Mood.
Yeah.
It's just that the Mood looks better and sounds better in terms of name.
Yeah.
So
when people say, can you just talk about what the pedals sound like? What we've taken that is, can you talk about which one's name sounds
better? Yeah, basically it starts with Moo and then ends with Ood.
And then for the same reason we just had the Twin and the Tone Master.
Wait, that's the same product.
The Twin and the Tremlord.
Sorry, the Twin and the Tremlord is that they've already been argued against which one is best in the category. Yeah.
I think Mood needs to come off this list.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're down to a top four.
In the middle of a ring with those like giant earbud things like you used to do in Gladiators, and just whoever gets knocked off the podium. Like.
Okay. We're down to four products. So the Music Man Mariposa we have agreed is an absolutely fantastic guitar, the best guitar we think
best looking product this year.
Yeah, so a double winner, as is the Zoya for best effects pedal and most innovative product. However, even though they've got double wins, that's not to discount how important the Tone Master Twin is and what a progression in sort of the amp world market the Tone Master is. As we've spoken about, this is probably going to lead down to an entire line of Tone Masters within Fender and loads of other companies.
Pretty
also.
Tone Master.
I mean, that'd be amazing.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Master. That would be
That would be incredible. Imagine that sort of with maybe like 100 quid, 150 quid knocked off the price tag, plus all the sort of versatility of recording.
Fender knew that they had an opportunity to get into the best product twice. So they were like, let's do one towards the end, 2019, 2020.
I would love it if this was testing the waters for them doing something. I appreciate that the Twin has an exclusive problem.
It's too loud and too heavy.
But then again, surely if you're looking at that, you'd go and you know, just pushing further down the line, surely you'd start with the Super Reverb. But the Super Reverb is a less iconic amp than a
What's the big 4x10?
The Super Reverb.
Yeah, I mean, I'd absolutely do that.
Wasn't there one bigger than that, though? Wasn't there like
There was a 6x10. I can't remember what it was.
What was the Tweed 57 410 that could be used for bass guitar? It was the basement.
It was the basement. What I think we should do is, because we've talked so much about these products already, I think we're down to four. We should each say which one we will cut off, and then we'll get into the real argument as to what's the winner and what are the two runners-up. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Okay, so we've got two products here that have won two categories.
I wish
two
we could
products.
Do this somehow blind, so we could just submit votes into the middle, so no one knew who voted for whatever.
That's fine, because if that's what you want to do, what you do is you make Joe go first, because he's the only one who tries to be tactical.
So we've got the Mariposa, which
Matt hasn't answered. Maybe that means he's being tactical as well.
The Mariposa, which we agree is like the best looking guitar, but is also, you know, the best guitar sort of thing. So that is, and it really is a fantastic guitar. However, it is just a fantastic guitar. The Tone Master is a complete progression of kind of technology and is a fantastic solution. But the two that I think are kind of heading it up for me, I guess, in that regard, is the fact that the Zoya is both innovative, something completely new on the market, and an incredible effects pedal, and the Wazza Air, which is just is kind of revolutionized home playing.
I mean,
if you were to lose one, which would it be?
It's very, very tricky. I kind of like I'm saying, I'm sort of moving towards the Empress Zoya and the Wazza Air, but like I feel that that's maybe because, again, like, it comes back to me, the Tone Master Twin just wasn't a product I personally was interested in. It doesn't make me think any less of it, but when I'm trying to fight personally for something, I find it difficult to get attached to that one.
Okay.
So
Here's a better way of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's better that we have some locks for the final three.
Okay.
So if you were going to lock...
I'm not sure it's going to work.
If you were going to lock one product for the final three, what would it be? And we'll go around, we'll do one each, then we'll do another one, and that should give us an idea of where we stand.
But the problem with locks and going around the room is that you can't help but do it tactically.
Yes, you can.
I've already made up my mind. Yeah, whatever you say, I've made up my mind. Yeah, and I think it's important that you do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, well, yes.
Which of these two?
Here's the thing. If you're going to ask me what deserves to win, and you have to consider everything from innovation to how many people are going to play it, there are loads of things to consider.
Which two of these must absolutely be in your final three?
Which two?
Yes.
The Zoya and the Wazza Air.
Okay, I was only going to say do one at a time, but we can.
Fine. Let's just, okay. I think it's fine.
So this time around, he said Empress Zoya. Pretend that you hadn't said Wazza Air, and next time I come around. Matt Knight, which two of these absolutely have to be in your final three?
The Wazza Air for me.
J Cross.
The Time Master.
Okay, I'm going to say Wazza Air. So two votes for that. Joe Branton.
The Wazza Air.
Okay, three votes for the Wazza Air. Matt Knight.
The Mariposa.
Okay, J Cross.
The Wazza Air.
And I'm going to say Empress Zoya. So, Wazza Air and Zoya are locked in for the final three, which leads us to the Music Man Mariposa or the Fender Tone Master Twin.
I've got strong feelings for both products.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Because I think the nice thing is, this year, you know, we always try as much as possible. This year, we have tried absolutely everything, and there's still a whole bunch of stuff we haven't got around to. And I think those four products on their own as a rig almost is amazing. If I had to personally buy one, and I'm guessing I'm leaning towards it more because I am gonna buy one, it's the Mariposa.
Yeah,
I mean, I love the Tone Master, and I love everything about it. I love the fact that it's lightweight, you know, they're using the pine cab, the innovation into the technology. And if you want a twin, that's it. That's the best thing to buy, hands down. Yeah. However, I don't want a twin. What I really want is a two humbucker guitar.
I know.
And then for me, it's just the Mariposa, just everything about Music Man, just seeing them being built. It's just like, it's just everything.
My struggle between these two is quite personal, in that I really think the Tone Master Twin is a really important product. And if I was going to talk about like whether it's more important than the Mariposa, I think, you know, like as what this means for the guitar world. And so it kind of deserves a place because of that. But then, the Music Man Mariposa is an Omar Rodriguez Lopez signature model. And from a personal perspective, how can I not be fighting for an Omar Rodriguez Lopez signature model?
I love the fact that Ernie Ball is, again, they're going way out for artists. Do you know what I mean? They've picked a man who does definitely have importance in guitar playing, but not because he's a shredder or because, you know, if you listen to 90% of his music is pretty damn out there and doesn't have any guitar playing on it. You know, it's all really odd. And I just feel that it's Ernie Ball just pushing it again. However, I mean, perfectly honest, I mean, maybe we're a bit too far that. I would have rather had the Tone Master and the Mariposa with the Wazir in my top three over the Zoya, personally. And I love the Zoya. I think it's fantastic. But if I had to choose between buying a Zoya and a Tone Master, if, you know, money was no object, I'd rather have the Tone Master.
I mean, I just think the Tone Master is amazing. I think it's curing a problem that so many people have, which is
With twins.
Well, it's curing a problem that so many people have, in that they want a twin, they want a big, cool looking Fender amp, but it's impractical.
Yeah,
it's impractical, and I know that Joe has always had a problem with bringing weight into things, and I understand that convenience shouldn't be the be all and end all of what we look for, but I think that it's a completely different conversation when what you're talking about here is that's bringing maybe the most, except for possibly a Marshall stack, maybe the most iconic.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Guitar amplifier of all time, that is now accessible for basically every guitar player. And yes, it's £1,000, which is, it's not cheap, it's a lot of money, but if ever anybody wanted to have a twin that couldn't do it, they wanted to be able to recreate the sound of every popular record between 1965 and 2019, they now can do it, and they can have it in their house, they can take it to the pub if they want to, and no one would ever know. That badge that says Tone Master, that just pops off. If you don't want people to know that you've got a Tone Master, you just pop that badge off. I think that and with that in mind, I think that the Mariposa, great guitar, don't get me wrong, very, very cool guitar, but it's not really anything different. It's not really anything special. It's a two humbucker guitar that looks different to other guitars. You know, how different really is this to the St. Vincent? How different really is this to the Albert Lee? How different really is it to a Les Paul? I mean, not that different. Yes, there's some slightly weird things going on with the wiring, but I'm not sure that it's that much of a step up in terms of what you could expect from 2019. Whereas the Tone Master, if we'd been sat here this time last year and we were thinking, okay, well, look, what are Fender going to be doing this time? What are the big leap forwards in amplification going to be this time next year? No one would have come up with that. Whereas we could have been sat around here having this conversation about guitars and we would have said, oh, I could absolutely imagine Ernie Ball coming out with another cool, weird signature model. You know, I just think the fact that this has come out of nowhere, solved a problem that so many people have got and done it without making any like that. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? I've caught myself up in a big bow now. There's been no
big boner.
Compromises.
Compromise. Right, thank you. Okay. There's been no compromises made in the sound. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've seen that Anderton's video where they AB the 65 twin and the Tonemaster twin, they couldn't tell the difference. You know, and I just think that speaks volumes about what this is. No compromises have been made on the sound, and yet this incredible amp has come out of nowhere. And I just think, I think it's a shame for that to miss out over a guitar that you guys have got an affinity from the player for. And that's my take on it.
Right. So there's three possible scenarios as I see it. I think Boss Wazer Air has won our best product of the year. Simply because when we were asked which ones would you vote for, it got the most out of all our votes.
Well, and it won the listener poll.
I think the story for that is so strong. So
I also think it's mad that, again, that's sort of, you're taking that argument that I just put forward. What are the big leaps in amplification going to be? I don't think anybody would have said, oh yeah, I think Boss are going to, I don't think there's going to be a set of headphones that come out that sound really good and we actually will think of as a viable product.
So there's three possible scenarios if we are suggesting that Boss Wazer Air is always at the top. So the first one, Boss Wazer Air with the runners-up being the Empress Zoya and the Fender Tonemaster Twin. The second one, Boss Wazer Air with the Empress Zoya and the Music Man Mariposa. The third one, Boss Wazer Air with the Fender Tonemaster Twin and the Music Man Mariposa.
Why would the Zoya suddenly lose a spot even though it got more votes?
Because we're unsure.
Are we?
Well, I don't know. Does everyone think that the Zoya needs to be in there?
I mean, that bottom top three that you just mentioned, so the Wazer Air, the Tonemaster.
This is exactly why I've done that. It's because I think Jay doesn't want the Zoya.
It's not that I don't want the Zoya. It's absolutely not that I don't want the Zoya. It's that I think those three are out of the ten that we started with. You know, I think those three are a very, very solid.
So the Zoya just won two really important categories. Like the Mariposa, you could definitely argue that one of the categories really doesn't matter that much, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, but the Zoya won two categories that really mean something.
So what I want you to do on the document that we've got open right now, I want you to go and put your name next to...
That's not good radio.
Next to... Well, it will be because of the dramatic silence.
I also think it's worth bringing up the fact that the Zoya is £500. Like, it's a lot of money.
It does a lot, though.
It does do a lot, yes. But there are also... I know that people like to take the piss out of me for being a bit too simplistic, but there's a lot of simplistic people out there like me. And I just... Any of those three products, I think anyone could pick up and go, this is great.
We haven't... I kind of feel bad that almost... Well, partly because obviously I'm affiliated with the brand that is somewhere near the top in this top three. But I don't feel we've talked about the Wazer Air enough, but I guess people...
In the first couple of episodes, we talked about it in depth.
Yeah.
I talked about it. I mean, I know it seems like a long time ago.
Well, I mean, I think the thing with the Wazer Air is that it's difficult because there's nothing to compare it to. And what it's done is it's come out of nowhere, and it's a product that really, there's, you know, there will always be people that say, oh no, this is ridiculous and the fact that you are into this is dumb, you know. And I think that's we've just got to look past that because that's not who we are. I think that in terms of innovation, I didn't win innovative, but you know, it's
well, I think it's because we said that we would talk about it more in the overall product.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's great. I mean, personally, I'd put the Tonemaster ahead of it, but I can, taking everything into consideration, I understand why it's winning.
On that note, on the Wazer Air, sort of, I guess, kind of maybe because I am sort of aware that our top three has a Fender product and a Boss product, and we have a Fender and a Boss employee, and I'm perfectly aware of the flack that I'm sure we're going to get. But I would like to put in defense of the Wazer Air for a sort of like a kind of behind the scenes off air sort of sense. I was not into this product or excited about this. In fact, I was actively against the other three guys on this getting anywhere before, you know, we started these podcasts. And then Mark set up the headphones for me with a little blues backing track. And I really think that I totally understand where there's certainly, they have been very popular, so I don't really feel like I'm having, but I feel like they're either very popular or people were like, £400 for a headphones, I could just plug in some headphones to my amp. I think those are, that it's,
which
sort
is of kind
like,
of the angle that you were coming at it.
Yes,
from.
It was.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say, isn't
but
that you?
It was, absolutely. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, I think it's not one of those products where people either love it or they feel indifferent about it. They either love it or they absolutely don't understand why people are being so crazy as to like this product.
Yeah, totally.
And I was absolutely in that bank completely until you set up the demo for me. And I was like, this is fantastic.
The thing I've said to most people is you have to hear it to get it.
Yeah.
And I think until you hear it.
It's so funny because if you look at our categories here, you know, we're talking about like things like best name and best looking, and like that doesn't really apply to those products. I mean, like best looking, it's easy to get a guitar or a pedal and go, yeah, it looks really good. But like the headphones, I'm used to like looking at headphones. Cause
I know quite a lot about headphones. My name's Mark Packham.
Oh yeah, totally. But like,
I don't know if you know, but I'm in the headphones industry.
for most people, like headphones look all the same. And so it's quite hard to be like, oh, that's a nice looking pair of headphones if they're just like a standard pair of black headphones like the Wazer Air is. The key to the Wazer Air success is you have to try it. You have to hear it because there's nothing else that is doing what it does.
What's interesting is a few reviews have started to come in. I mean, one thing, the listeners poll, obviously we had no influence on that apart from talking about all the products in the previous podcasts. But a few reviews have come out from the US and everyone's gone, the Gyro thing's amazing, putting the amps cool. I'd probably leave it in the surround mode and that's it. But as a sound on your head that solves a problem that actually there isn't really another solution for, that is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's, no one has, everyone's kind of criticized the Gyro thing a little bit and gone, maybe I'll get bored of it, but playing backing tracks is cool. But no one said they sound bad. That's the thing. If they sound good, you put it on your head and they sound good.
I think with the Gyro thing, it's interesting because it's like it's bringing augmented reality into the guitar industry, which I think the only other time that I can think of anything close to that happening was when TC brought out the tone prints, which you faxed through your pickup into the pedal.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And, you know, in terms of like raw boundary pushing technology, I don't think really there's been anything else like that. And of course that's going to be criticized, but I actually think it's really, really interesting. Bringing in that like super up to date technology, I think it's really interesting.
The other thing to say about them is, you know, we get kind of like quite clinical and quite kind of like surgical about this stuff, but like they're just really fun.
You're right.
It's just a really fun thing to do, to like put the headphones on, the amps kind of like in this surround space, and you're like, oh yeah,
I think it's number one thing is like improving improvisation, like
Or just practice in general. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it's built for. You know, like with an amp, you can argue that it's for practice, but you can use it on the stage, whatever. These are designed for practice, and like playing guitar on your own.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what else comes out over the next year, 2 years.
I'm sure you know, Matt.
No, not from us. I mean, other people,
right?
You know, because everything is built into that pair of headphones, and that technology is our tech. You know, that Gyro technology is our thing.
I want like some like Boss pants or sort of trousers.
BD one, mate.
That sort of like,
but like virtual pants.
Yeah, that like, because right. I still can't feel the amplifier.
So you want like a sort of trouser,
flapper.
Well,
surely some if sort you of flapper that interacts with the Wazer. Yes.
Wasn't there a Soundbrenner product that did that?
There's actually a wearable metronome.
It wasn't Soundbrenner, but there was another brand that did. It was called like the bass.
The backpack thing.
No, there was one for your bum.
No. There's the the drum stool for drummers. There's the drum stool for drummers. The Soundbrenner you could actually wear as a chest strap.
Right.
But there is actually a
oh my god.
There is actually a stage that vibrates for bass players.
Oh yeah, there is. Yeah, I remember that.
Just get that and stand on that and come nowhere near us ever again.
So
the Boss was a vibrating stage.
Have I been using the Soundbrenner wrong?
Is that why you're sitting so uncomfortably up?
We need to move on from that very swiftly. We are going to say that I think Boss Wazer Air is our number one product for this year.
Yeah.
There are three scenarios with the runners-up. Put your name in the document next to the one.
You've just put name one, name two, name three, name four, and I don't know which one I am.
Put your name next to. Just put your name in one of those columns.
I'll take name.
And
three.
I shall
Can
read
I
out
name three?
Which one we've picked.
All right, I'll take name two then.
All right, I've got name three.
I mean, we're all going for the same column, so.
Do I write my name? Or do I write the product? What am I doing, Mark?
Just write your name in a column.
You've done it now. You've written your name. So, Joe, you picked the boss was...
Oh, no, wait. Oh, I understand. I didn't know. I didn't realise what was happening here. No, I didn't want to pick that.
Dun, dun,
I didn't realise that was a thing.
Oh, Joe.
I don't understand how this works.
No, what he's doing,
I guess two. Can I have that?
There we go. So we're at stalemate again.
Right, okay.
So you and I have picked Boss Was Rare, Empress Zoya, and Music Man Mariposa. Matt and Jay have picked Boss Was Rare, Fender Tone Master Twin, and the Music Man Mariposa. So you've taken the Zoya out, Matt.
Yeah.
That is not the way I thought it was going to go.
I can't believe this is our first ever Gear of the Year.
Were you tactically trying to finish this podcast by squaring me out of this?
Not at all. I can't see a scenario where we have a product in the Zoya that's won best pedal and most innovative, and we're not putting it in the top three products of the year.
Because I think there are other factors to bear in mind. Yes, it's the most innovative, and you know, sure, we've put it through as best effect pedal. I didn't really agree with that, but that's fine. You know, I just think when it comes to best overall product, it shouldn't be, okay, what has won the most other categories so far?
Sure, sure.
Because, you know what?
But that we're building on the arguments
this is coming down to personally where we find these things more important.
I'm thinking about what we're talking about next year and what was good.
Yeah.
This year, next year, what we will still be talking about.
I can't see us talking about the Tone Master next year.
I think the Tone Master is going to start paving the way for other brands to do more high-end stuff. Yeah. And I think they're going to start moving people away from tubes.
Right.
You know, or valves, or you know, whatever you want to call them. I think, you know, 999 is a bold move for a digital amp. And I think that's going to start moving people towards that, and I think that's a very good thing, and I think that's something that we'll continue to talk about. The Was Rare, again, I think we're going to see other products come out that's similar. I think a lot of people are going to start moving down that. It's going to start, people are going to start thinking of other solutions.
And so in which case, how does the Mariposa, if your sell is the future legacy of the product, how would the Mariposa outdo the
Zoya? Because I think the Music Man constantly pushed themselves forward in terms of what they're trying to do with the brand. I think the Zoya is great. I just think we've seen less people talk about the Zoya, and I just think,
have we?
How long is it going to be before someone does it again? Right. And it just doesn't, you know, because technically, I know they've been working on it since
more people cared about it than cared about the Mariposa on our Facebook group.
That's true.
How would everyone feel about scenario number one? Boss Waza Air, Empress Zoya, Fender Tone Master Twin.
I mean,
because I like the Mariposa, but I'm not tied to it. The thing that I'm tied to is the Was Rare and the Zoya. Completely. Those are the two things that I think need to be in there.
Yeah, those are my look-ins as well. I just can't not fight for Omar Rodriguez Lopez.
I know, but
I just think you need to look past who it is. Like, if this was the brand new... let me think of someone else who's got, like, Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden has had a bunch of signature Jacksons, I think.
Right, sure.
You know, if this was his guitar, would you have this much emotion behind it?
You are absolutely right, but there is also the fact that
it's also like, $3,000.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't care about pricing that, but... The other thing is, I don't really like twins, and that's kind of where it's coming down to. I'm actually
it's a great movie, Joe. I can't believe it.
So here's the thing. It won a couple of categories. Here's the thing. I'm not really into the Mariposa. Like, I really think it deserves to win, but I would never buy one. And in fact, like I couldn't bring this up earlier on because I didn't want it to not win. So, but personally, I wouldn't play
your
a Mariposa.
Your tactics really do my head in.
You're the worst.
It's not short scale.
You're the
it's got to be
right. Okay, right. So we're going Waza Air, Tone Master, Zoya.
I'm not listening to Joe
and his absolute ridiculous. No, politics anymore.
So there's no order to this list. Yeah. We're saying the boss.
If
we're happy with that, I'm not tied to the Mariposa, even though I picked it for this scenario. I would happily swap that out for the Tone Master to get resolution to this podcast.
But what I'm saying is, I also don't like the
You're right, Joe. I think actually we should just put Mariposa in first, and we just shouldn't bother with anything else because you know, if what we're going to do is change our mind after 10 hours of discussion, why does it matter?
I guess I'm tied to the Mariposa more because I'm going to buy one. So
yeah, you are going
to
buy one.
It feels like I wouldn't buy
a Mariposa.
Would you to conclude this? To get us over the line, would you be happy with Boss Wazerair, Emperor Sawyer, Fender Tone Master Twin?
I'd be happy with Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and whoever they've got in to play the third one in Triplets, the new remake. What are we talking about again?
Can we settle on that top three? Wazerair, Zoya, Tone Master Twin. Because I think, like for me, the Tone Master Twin is a compromise because I think it should be the Mariposa. For you guys... The Zoya is a compromise because you think it should be the Twin and the Mariposa. This feels like the most happy compromise out of the three.
Is that 1, 2, 3?
No, it's 1 and 2 runners up.
What am I compromising on?
Okay.
Well,
you're compromising on us not throwing you out for wasting our time for the last couple of hours.
Fine.
So are we saying that's it? Boss Wazerair is our product of the year, the two runners up being the Zoya and the Fender Tone Master Twin.
Wow, that is a Fender and a Boss product in our top
three. I know, we're trying to avoid it.
I wish people could have just seen like all of the hours that we spent talking
before
we even hit the record button.
Trying stuff,
Trying stuff, and you know, none of this is, we never sit down and go, right, what's going to win? Right, how did we get there? We never reverse engineer the result.
Do you know what I'm really happy with? That we've got three incredibly innovative. In fact, have we got? Oh no, innovative. The Wazerair Tube. I'm expanding it in there as well. But we've got three incredibly innovative things in our top three there,
and not a guitar
in the Tone Master, the Zoya, and the Wazerair. No guitar. Oh, we've got a flipping accessory in at number one.
You're out for it. I mean, I would say, if you're still unsure and you're still going, I can't believe those bloody headphones, just go and try them.
Yeah.
I think if I was sat here trying to push that same product to you three and none of you had tried it, I'm pretty sure we'd
absolutely
be struggling.
Yeah, we'd be like, definitely not.
Yeah.
But
I think if it had come out last week and none of you had tried it, so it would be a very, very, very different situation.
Yeah.
Do you want to wrap
us up, think it would have been in there.
Well, yes, that brings us to the end then of 2019's Guitar Nerds Gear of the Year. The Boss Wazerair, the Empress Sawyer, and the Fender Tone Master Twin are our top picks of the year. Listener, thank you very much for joining us for this year's Gear of the Year, our wonderful favourite thing to do every year. Oh. We're not actually continuing over on Patreon. There's nothing over on Patreon.
I've got nothing left.
No, exactly. So we're that's the end of the Guitar Nerds podcast for this year. We're going to be back on, I can't remember now.
Beginning
of
January.
8th of January, something like that. Yep. I think it's the 8th of January. We'll be back with our normal episodes, and I will be putting something up on the Patreon, a special little podcast for our Patreon backers over Christmas as well.
We should maybe try and do like a Discord live hangout at some point.
What I would have liked to do is discuss what our own personal top three products would have been out of everything that was.
Maybe
on
we
list.
Do that in
on a Patreon
on
episode.
A Discord hangout or something.
Yeah, that sounds
because
that sounds
I great. Would have liked to see where everyone ended up.
So if you want to be on our Patreon or join us on Discord, you can for as little as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you the regular podcast episode ad-free and early. $5 a month gets you the Patreon episode and a load of other stuff. And $10 a month makes you an executive producer and gets your name sung in a song in the regular episode. You don't get it sung on the Gear of the Year.
It's just a Gear of the Year song.
You can follow us on Instagram, at Twitter, at Guitar Nerds. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Guitar Nerds Forum. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/guitar nerds. That's it for us this year. We'll see you next year for more of this guitar nerdery.
Cheers, gang.
Farewell.
Bye.
Take it easy.